Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Also, Monday, Niners-Panthers will be at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Make sure you come by, say hi. We'll start at 2. Food, drinks, everything's great down there, and sign up for that free shuttle. Go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats fill up fast. 957thegame.com. Maybe it was that Houston furniture dude. He's the dude that's always doing
Mattress
the whole...
Mac?
Yeah, Mattress Mac. Maybe he came in with a bushel full on the Texans. But anyway, let's go live to Mark Grandy with this Warriors update.
Yeah, the Warriors just put out their injury report for tomorrow night's game. Cup game against the Blazers.
Oh, what color's the floor?
It's
blue.
I think it's like a gray.
It's like a gray, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's happening?
Buddy Hield, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler are all listed as probable for tomorrow's game.
Good.
Steph is off the injury report entirely. D'Anthony Melton, as we know, still out. The other confirmed out, Jonathan Kuminga, has been confirmed out
for
tomorrow's game.
What the hell's going on with his knee?
Bilateral knee tendonitis, Mark. In a 23-year-old.
But something happened this week. That I'm confident of.
What do you mean? Happened in San Antonio.
No, but something like didn't go as planned this week. I know when it happened originally, but remember, the teams always know more than we do, and they choose what information to give us. And this is, I'm starting to get Pearsall vibes based on the way it was talked about. Steve talked to us on Monday and said he just worked out. The report I got was good. And I'm very hopeful that he will play Wednesday in Miami.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
No.
And they are already this far ahead of game time, ruling him out of Friday as well. Something didn't go right with the remainder of the workouts during the week.
I'm sure the knees are still pretty racked up, you know, if that's what you believe is the case. And I doubt they practiced today. They might have got together for some shooting around of that sort, but I'm sure they didn't get in there and do a practice.
I bet they did nothing.
They probably had the gym open if you want to come and get some shots up. Buddy, I'm looking at you, you know, if you don't have any other plans. Yeah. But then you play tomorrow, no game Saturday, no game Sunday, so you'll get a practice in there. I think Monday becomes more likely if JK can go through a practice.
Kyle Juice in 5 minutes, okay, everybody? Kyle
Juszczyk
is going to join us in 5 minutes right here on Withered and Dibs. We got all kinds of stuff that we're looking forward to talking to Kyle about. In fact, here, let's play this for you right now. This is fun because we're going to play this for Kyle. Apparently, this game coming up here is Kyle Juszczyk's... last week. It already happened. That was his 200th game.
Yep.
So Kyle Shanahan was asked today about his longevity. Here's what he said.
just needed to be that way. He would train his body to be that way and still be able to be that type of fullback. I think the game's a little bit different and how you use people and the angles that's created now compared to just ISO every play in the 50s. But I do think that stuff helps his longevity to a degree, especially at that position, because it becomes more than just a offensive guard in the backfield. But just from how he takes care of his body to how he lives his life is really unique. An extremely thought out guy, from what he's putting in his body the first day after the season to the middle of the season, how much hours he sleeps, all that stuff. So guys like him, guys like Christian, guys like Fred, to me are the perfect guys that all young players should watch in this league, because they really know how to take care of their health.
I wonder how many hours he does sleep.
Yeah, I mean,
it's more than you, I know that.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for me with the ear infection for the 3-year-old, but yeah. You know, sleep and fitness and training and all the rest of it, and you watch him, and I love the way Kyle answered that about ISO, which is the old I formation, and I talked about it during the break about Lorenzo Neal, and he'd say to LaDainian Tomlinson, get on my hip and don't dip, and Lowe would just be the first guy into the hole and try to kapow as many people as possible. That was what the fullback was, and now you watch Juszczyk, and he's out there going in short motion, return motion, he's lined up in the backfield, then he goes in the line of scrimmage, he's a virtual tight end, now he's out in the pass pattern. He's a brand new style of fullback.
No doubt. And I think a Swiss Army knife of sorts, and certainly elite in terms of his ability to be a receiver out of that position. But he's also one of those guys that I think, you know, 85% of what he does on a field, we fans don't really see and we don't really process. This is somebody the 49ers have re-signed multiple times. It is clear to all of us how the Niners value him, and that one of the other things we're going to get to with him is sort of some of the stories of what took place for those few days this offseason when he was no longer a Niner. They kind of tried to rework the contract. Kyle didn't want it. He moved on, and then a few days later, they reconvened and brought him back. So I know that he's talked a little bit about it. I'd love to really almost get the hour by hour of how that thing all played out.
Yeah.
And then I guess he and his wife went on the Kittles podcast this week and told the stories from both sides of what that was like, because apparently the four of them have all just become the absolute best of friends. And the Kittles like left a wedding to take the call that
in
he was coming back.
In the middle of the maid of honor speech.
Exactly. Exactly.
How rude. Like, we got to take this. Yeah. So they stand up from the table.
And left.
And not only do they leave, but they're on the phone with Kyle, and now they're screaming to where people are like, what's going on with the Kittles? Jess is back!
Yeah. Yeah, well, once you get to the speeches, it's like the marriage has already happened. We'll come back for some food.
The maid of honor, I remember when we met in sixth grade, you know, it's like, let's wrap it up.
You ever seen a great maid of honor or best man speech?
I'm trying to think. I've seen some terrible ones.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'm looking at you, Mike Dibley. Yeah. Let's go to Mike, half in the bag.
Ouch.
Well.
Really?
Yeah, and my ex-wife played on his high school basketball team that he coached. So he's talking about how when I play pickup basketball, I'm the first one out trying to get the ball on a breakaway. And then he talks about my ex-wife, and he goes, and Shonda, she can flat out rebound the ball. She's 5'11", so, and I'm like, dude, this
is... Let's go to Dibs, half in the bag.
And it wasn't me this time, half in the bag. Anyway, so I've seen some good ones and some bad ones.
John Bloom gave me a great one. That was one of the other ones.
I was going to say which time.
You know, whatever. Anyway, here on 95.7 The Game, it's all presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Obviously, Brock Purdy's name will also come up in the conversation we're about to have. We were mindful of this from Greg Cosell. He said this to us yesterday.
The thing about Purdy, and this is a little different than Mac Jones, so sometimes it's a positive and every once in a while it's a negative, but he has a very aggressive mindset as a thrower, more so than Mac Jones. So he will turn it loose, which at times can result in some forced throws. You see that once in a while, but at other times it results in outstanding window throws versus zone coverage, which is an absolute strength of his game.
I wonder how people feel. Like, is that what you kind of want? You know what I mean? Like, what he's saying is Brock is going to push it further. He's going to take more chances. Maybe that does lead to more interceptions, but it also leads to more touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just depends on the situation, and I'm thinking about the Tonjes throw. That was in the opener, right, against Seattle, where He just kind of threw it up for grabs. I mean,
not a good looking throw.
It was a risky throw, and it turned out to be a great throw because Tom just got it at the high point, and they scored, and they won. But yeah, and there was the one I think last year where he rolled left and then threw it all the way across the field.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, halfway across the end zone.
That might have been two years ago.
Yeah, because Ayuk went up high to bring it down, and Kyle was like, don't ever do that again.
Right.
Touchdown 49ers.
Yeah,
so.
He's like I told him when he got to the sideline, like, don't do that. But Kyle's interesting because he'll also say in post-game meetings, he'll be like, I didn't like the throw. I didn't think anyone was open. But if they catch it, he's like, then he proved me wrong. He didn't feel that way about that one, though, a couple years ago by any stretch. All right, here we are. Willard and Dibs, let's go out to the River Islands guest line and welcome him in. Kyle Juszczyk joins us on the show. Juice, what's going on? Thanks for doing it, man.
Hey, what's going on, man? Just finished up practice, headed home, ready for a big week.
200 games? Are you kidding me, Kyle?
200, man. That's regular season, too. That's not even counting playoffs.
My gosh, like, how does that, like, how do you process that? I'm sure that your mind goes back to when you were just entering the league, the idea of being able to play 200. So congratulations, and yeah, what does that mean to you?
Man, it means so much to me. And it really, it's hard for me to even wrap my head around that number because, like, I think back to playing college football, and I played 40 college games, and that seems like a big chunk of my life, like a big chunk of my football career. And to think that I've done that five times over in the NFL is just a wild, wild thought. But I truly, truly am living my dream, man.
So, I mean, what's the secret? How do you do it? Sleep and nutrition and off-season training? What are the things that you really kind of hang your hat on as reasons why you're still doing it here in year 13?
Man, I feel like I could give you 100 reasons. Sleep is huge, probably one of the biggest. Nutrition, of course, is huge. I mean, there are so many different recovery things that I do each and every week, each and every day, whether it's, you know, red light therapy, hot and cold therapy, acupuncture, massage. And, you know, in the off season, I've gotten into stem cell therapy. I'm really big on... as if people have followed me, like, I love my garden. I try to grow as much of the vegetables as I eat as possible, really try to eat clean. And there's just so much that goes into it. Style of play, you know, I had to change that up from when earlier in my career. And, yeah, I mean, and I'm sure a little bit of luck goes in there as well.
Kyle, are you aware that that your coach Shanahan actually talked about this and you earlier today? Do you know this?
No, actually, I haven't heard about it.
Okay, so let us play it for you. Somebody asked Kyle, the other Kyle, about your longevity, and here's what he said.
Juice needed to be that way. He would train his body to be that way and still be able to be that type of fullback. I think the game's a little bit different and how you use people and the angles that's created now compared to just ISO every play in the 50s. But I do think that stuff helps his longevity to a degree, especially at that position, because it becomes more than just an offensive guard in the backfield. But Juice, just from how he takes care of his body to how he lives his life, is really unique. An extremely thought out guy, from what he's putting in his body the first day after the season to the middle of the season, how much hours he sleeps, all that stuff. So guys like him, guys like Christian, guys like Fred, to me are the perfect guys that all young players should watch in this league because they really know how to take care of their health.
I mean, he's talking about some of the things that you just brought up. Can we ask you, like, how much do you sleep?
I do shoot for 9 hours a night. I don't always get it. But yeah, I mean, even down to, like, you know, I'm crazy about my sleeping conditions. Like, I can have absolutely no light in the room. I sleep with a night mask. I've got a cooling mattress that keeps it cold. I keep the thermostat at 60 degrees. I have my room full of different plants that help purify the oxygen in the room. And it's just, who knows if any of it even does anything, but I try to do as much as possible.
I mean, I don't want to be inappropriate here, but does Kristen, did she get any say, or does she just have to do whatever you do?
She's been a very good sport about it. I did make sure that my cooling mattress is split so that my side is cool and hers is not quite as cold as mine.
Yeah, that's genius. And I guess when you travel, you got to bring like an extra suitcase with all your plants and all your other stuff.
Oh, I'm super annoying. When I travel, it takes me so long to pack because I bring my own sheets, my own pillowcase, my own fan. I'm bringing all my supplements. I'm bringing my walnuts, my blueberries, my dates that I eat first thing in the morning. Like, it's a little outrageous.
I was gonna ask you about food. Can you take us through a mock day of what Kyle Juszczyk eats?
I mean, a typical day, like I said, like I always start with my AG1s, which is athletic greens, you know, probiotics, multivitamin type of thing. I always have walnuts for my brain, blueberries for antioxidants, dates for just general like energy. And then at the facility, I have over easy eggs, steak, onions, sweet potatoes, and avocado. And then from there out, like, I really just try to, you know, eat a lot of protein, some carbs, not a ton, a lot of vegetables, and then a kiwi every night before bed because I saw on Instagram it protects your DNA. Again, who knows if that's
nice little dessert, fruit, you know?
Yeah, do you ever have a cheat day?
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing is, like, you know, people are always like, oh, Juice takes such good care of his body, which is definitely true, but... I also love to eat junk food too. So like I designate post game as my kind of like my real cheat day. There's nothing off limits post game. And honestly, some of those, the flights home from away games can get out of control just cause we have unlimited access to chips and candy and cookies and cake and ice cream. And, you sit on a plane for 5 hours that, you know, coming from the East Coast, you can get a little dangerous.
No doubt. I totally get that. Kyle Juszczyk here on 95.7 The Game. So it's hard to ask, like, how long do you want to do it? But I just want to ask about you and George Kittle and, you know, the bromance and the couples that you guys now love each other. How did this start? And when did you and George kind of realize that you're really cut from the same cloth?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed George right away, you know, as a rookie, that there was something different to him and that he could be a really special player, you know, if he did things right. And it definitely has panned out that way. You saw his freak athleticism very early on. But I would say it was probably our second year on the league that, or on the team, that we really started to become close friends. You know, when he first got here, he was still a rookie. He was living with all the other young guys, all the rookies in the same apartment, having their own little episode of Friends. And, you know, I was on my second contract. I had bought a house. So, like, you know, I was living my own life, but you married, all that type of thing. But the more time we spent together and the more time we played together, executed blocks together, you know, we started to realize, like you said, we're cut from the same cloth. We're very similar people and made up of very similar stuff. And, you know, just over the years, it's just gotten stronger and stronger. Just spent more time together. Our wives have become best friends, and it's been a really, really cool experience to go through this for 9 years together now.
Kyle Juszczyk with us here on Willard and Dibbs, and I think a lot of people, maybe a lot of people haven't, Kyle, but that appearance that you two did on the Kittles podcast recently has kind of made the rounds, and those stories that you shared, not just about the group you four, but what was going on during those few days this offseason when you weren't a Niner? And it was interesting to hear it from the perspective of you four, but I'd love to hear you maybe just share a little bit of a timeline of kind of why did that happen in the first place? What was going on day by day? And then what made it reverse field and get everybody back together?
Yeah, you know what? I knew with probably like 2 weeks to go in the season last year that it was a possibility that they were going to come to me about restructuring my deal. And it was never something that was set in stone. It was something that they had given me an idea that, you know, just be ready. It is possible. And I really used that as fuel to play my absolute best football to end the season. And I felt like I did. I felt like that game against Detroit and Arizona, you know, I put it out there that I can still play at the highest of levels. So I was feeling really good going into the offseason. I figured I had shown what I could still do. Unfortunately, there were so many different contracts up in the air with the Niners and, so much going on with as far as, signing Brock and, they upped, I believe it was Fred and George this offseason and, trying to sign guys like Huff and Greenlaw. Like, there's just a lot of money being spent. And I think, they were looking, for a place to find a little extra cash. And unfortunately, it came down to the 13-year fullback. It was a complicated process. And, that I've spoken about it a million times of, I was hurt by the whole thing. But thank God, it worked out that, after they did release me, they had told me the door is open for you to come back. They just prefaced it with, it's probably not going to be for what you want it to be. As a professional, I had to go out there and, kind of shop myself, see what else was out there, see what kind of market I really had. And fortunately I had one. I found it in with a few teams across the league and, was able to, come back to the Niners and, basically say, hey, this is my market. If you guys like, I want to be a Niner, and, we were able to come to an agreement and, get to a deal that I felt comfortable with, and they did as well.
You say that there were suitors, and I'm not surprised because you're so good at what you do, but so few teams actually need what you do with so much 11 personnel. Not a lot of teams use the fullback, and yet you come back to the 49ers. Is your fit in the Kyle style simply better than it would have been anywhere else?
In my opinion, yeah, because, there are a number of teams now, that kind of come from that Shanahan tree that, that I can fit into. But even if they haven't used, a quote-unquote fullback in years prior, I had teams tell me, like, hey, like, I know we didn't use, a typical F like you, but this is how we envision using you if you did come here. And, that always, it sounds good. And, like, I got some, people told me some really great things and how they envisioned me being in their offense. And it sounded incredible and it was enticing. But at the end of the day, like, I've been through this a long time, and there's a difference in talking about it and then versus a team that's actually going to do it and implement it like we have in San Francisco. And I kind of think to a number of Pro Bowls that I've been to, talking to the OC, like going into the game, and they're like, oh yeah, we love the fullback. Like, we use the fullback probably the second most in the league outside of you guys. And then I'll go back and fact check it, and their fullback plays like 15% of the snaps. I don't know if you guys are really speaking the same language as me, So
yeah.
I know what we've done in San Francisco, and I knew that, we could keep that consistent.
Kyle Juszczyk with us. Just to bring it to now, we definitely want to get your perspective on what last week felt like. Like, in your words, how is everything different when Brock Purdy is on the field?
Yeah, Brock is just, he's dynamic. He loves to push the ball down the field, and I think we saw that last week. And having Ricky back was huge, because I think that just changes the way defenses have to play us. But really, I mean, the whole offense is healthy generally. So, like, this is kind of, what we envisioned coming into this season, and the few snaps that we all have been on the field, most of that Seattle game in week one, and then now against Arizona, we've been pretty successful. So, we're looking to continue that here going forward.
And more successful running the ball. Do you think that getting your center back after he was hurt, now George is back, is it starting to feel more like a typical rushing attack after some struggles earlier in the year?
Yeah, I think it's, it is a number of those things. It's, getting Jake back. Jake is so smart, and he does such a good job of the targeting and the run game. George is a game changer, truly one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. And then, in order to run the ball, you got to be able to throw the ball. Like Kyle always says that, like you really have to be good at both in order to do one of them well. And so I think, you know, having a number of our receivers back being healthy, you know, even if that's just the threat of the pass, it makes things a little bit easier in the run game. So we've had a lot of things kind of come back together. And I think we've found some different schemes in the run game that really fit our personnel and just the team that we have this year.
Kyle, this is a little top of mind because the Bills have a receiver who, for instance, was late to a meeting last week and he's been an inactive. There's a story for the Cowboys that CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens both missed curfew last Sunday night before the game in Vegas on Monday. Did you tell George Kittle a story that you missed your first day as a 49er?
long story short, yes, but I got there late. In 2017, the Niners, I mean, they signed like, it was like 13 free agents to start the season. You know, they had like cleared house. And so we were all coming out here to kind of like, you know, meet everybody and see the facility and where we'd be living and all that type of thing. And they had given us a booklet with our schedule, like for the weekend. And I read the itinerary and like I did my physical, I did everything at the facility, you know, did my press conference, all that type of stuff. And then that night there was a meet and greet, like get together at the hotel. What I didn't realize is that was on the backside of the itinerary. I missed that. So I did everything on the front page and I thought I was done for the day. So my wife and I went to go look for somewhere to live. And we, you know, we were just looking around Santana Row and I start getting a call from the scouts and they're like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And like, "We have this meet and greet at the hotel." And so, yeah, like I said on the podcast there, you know, panic ensued, but I got there. I met everybody. I was just a little late.
No punishment, huh?
No punishment for that one.
Okay, all right. Kyle Juszczyk, great to have you. Hey, before you go, you got to help us out with something. Who do you look up to the most? Who's the best fullback of all time?
Man, that's a tough question for me. Because if I'm just being transparent and honest, like, I never wanted to be a fullback. That was never, like, my goal or my intention. So, like, growing up, that's not who I was watching. Like, I so badly wanted to be a receiver. As I got older, like, you know, I started to realize that wasn't going to happen. So I'm like, all right, I would love to be a tight end, like a good receiving tight end. And, again, unfortunately, I'm not 6'3 or taller. So my avenue to the NFL was going to be a fullback. So that wasn't until I, you know, had graduated college that I really started playing fullback and started watching that. But at the same token, like I've, you know, obviously grown an appreciation for the position. And I do love watching clips of Tom Rathman. I think he was just such a complete player. I mean, he had a season of like 600 yards rushing, 600 yards receiving, you know, won a Super Bowl. Like, I think he's, in my mind, probably the best of all time.
It's a great answer. And another one close to our heart is Lorenzo Neal, who we all work with still at the station. And he's a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. And you've got 9 Pro Bowls. So if he can somehow get into the Hall of Fame, that might clear the way for old number 44, not Rathman, but you someday, Kyle.
Hey, that would be pretty sick. And I also, I love Lowe. I love Daryl Johnson, Tony Richardson. Like, those are some other fullbacks that I liked as well. But, man, I would be so happy if Lorenzo got into the Hall of Fame because, I mean, he obviously had such an impact on all the teams he had, you know, all those 1,000-yard rushers that were following him. Very different style than myself, but I definitely respect his game.
Kyle, great stuff. Hey, real quick, does the fact that the Super Bowl is at Levi's Stadium, is there anything, is there any extra, pardon the pun, is there any extra juice on this because it's here?
I mean, yeah, you're obviously going to be excited, but to say that, you know, anything could motivate you even more to want to play in the Super Bowl, I think is a little crazy. Like, I mean, that is the goal every single year. Like, that is the number one. And, like, I don't think anything can motivate you more. But that really would be a cherry on top if if we could play in our own stadium, like, yeah, that's something out of a movie, you know?
No
and
doubt.
You could sleep in your cold bed and you wouldn't have to pack all your plants.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be so ready for that game, so recovered. Like, watch out, whoever we're playing.
Watch out. It's going to be blueberries and dates everywhere. All right.
That's right.
Kyle, thanks so much, man. You're the best.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there he is. Kyle Juszczyk right here on Willard and Dibs. And as we've all come to know now for many, many years, Kyle is quite the conversationalist.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Harvard educated, awesome. Just a regular guy, a Midwesterner from Ohio and Kittle from Wisconsin. So, yeah, makes perfect sense that those two would eventually become fast friends. And, yeah, you really can't imagine him being anywhere other than with George Kittle, you know?
I think that he feels the same way with what kind of took place in the offseason. They kind of got to a spot. And look, I love that he admits, and he's right, he's talked about this before, but like, it still hurts his feelings, I bet, when you look back on it. I think sometimes we romanticize this stuff because we're fans of the team, and so we want everybody who's on the team to really, really be like happy to be there and want to be on the team and do whatever your job is. I think, you know, Juice, okay, my feelings are hurt. We were talking about it earlier. Jonathan Kuminga reportedly feels like a scapegoat every time the Warriors go on a little bit of a losing streak. We want everybody to all kind of be on the same page. Juwan Jennings this year, like, for sure that dude is still ticked. For sure.
Yeah.
He's still super ticked. Brandon Ayuk might still be ticked. And the Niners are definitely ticked about Brandon Ayuk.
Well, he may never play for the Niners again.
It's possible.
Like, you know, if he doesn't come back this year, you get to the offseason, he could be traded. And so, yeah, the emotions in this, it's easy to say, oh, these guys make a ton of money and you're out there playing a game. What's the big deal? But when you're Juszczyk and you get released, you're thinking, boy, I'm going to have to go find another job. And turns out there are more fullbacks than I thought, including the one for Buffalo who just helped lead the way for James Cook. But even at that, their fullback only plays 24% of the snaps. Juice plays almost half the snaps. Right. So he's not your typical fullback, like, I'm just going to block. He does so much for this team. You said Swiss Army knife before. That's a perfect description.
I love that this offense is fully healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, and certainly from the standpoint of, like, what can the Niners achieve the rest of the way with a defense that is so overwhelmed by injury. But you look at this schedule, I think Monday could really be a culmination of some things. It really could. I know we're all going to be in the building because we're doing our show down there. Looks like weather's going to be good. I can't wait for that night, and I really hope that the 49ers are able to put on another good offensive performance. Hopefully Matt Gay is kicking the ball through the uprights, but hopefully it's a lot of extra points, because to me, you know, I felt this way about the Arizona game because it clinched a winning division record. This next one, I feel like, is the sort of momentary necessity if the Niners really want to introduce themselves as an actual playoff team. I know you're scared of the Cleveland game. I think those are healthy fears. But then you get a bye and Tennessee. I don't see a scenario where that's not a win. And I had said going into this four-game stretch, I'll give them the room of, like, something could go wrong once. But you have to go at least 3-1 and be at least 9-5 after that Tennessee game. This is the game that ensures that. The Cleveland one, short week. 13, 14 weeks in a row of playing football, that's all fair. That could be difficult. You have to win this one, and I think if they win this one, that's the one that paves the way to almost ensure that the 49ers are going to end up in the playoffs.
Well, you handle your business, and you always say, like, just win the games you're supposed to win, and I just took a peek at the week 13, look, ahead lines, and the Niners are favored at Cleveland by 6.5. That's according to Yahoo.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
6.5, and that's, of course, pending what happens Sunday and Monday, but I would imagine they're going to be favored by about that much. And just because it's a tough spot doesn't mean that they're automatically going to lose, especially now that Cleveland's on QB4.
Yeah, no, I actually think that they should win.
For sure.
But I think it's harder than this Monday.
Agreed.
It's harder than this
Monday. And it's harder than Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it's harder. It won't be harder than Indy, but, you know, of all the games you have left, it's probably the third hardest. I think the Seattle finale would be harder.
Yeah.
Because Seattle's better, even though it's at home.
Still trying to get a gauge on how good the Bears are. I don't think they're that good, but they're certainly dangerous. And the Niners defense in the state that it's in, you sort of feel like Caleb Williams could be doing some playmaking in that game. We'll see what it looks like. That's many, many weeks from now. And so don't know what the two teams will be dealing with when you get to that. I look at this one, though, and I go, okay, a 6-5 Panthers team, they can be a little bit dangerous. They do have some weapons and whatnot, but you're better than them. And even if it comes to that, you should be able to outscore them. And this is the one that you need if you want to sort of like, you know, I shouldn't use the word ensure, but if the goal is at least 10 wins, this is one of them. This is absolutely one of them.
I think the goal is as many as possible, but 11 for me all along, that was my prediction when we did the Red and Gold Summit. I said 11 wins.
Yeah,
I mean,
same.
You look at, even if you split the division, which right now you're not going to do, you're going to have a better than a 3-3 record. I looked at the South and thought those are two of the weaker divisions. And well, you've had a couple of tough games, but this is one of the ones you look at and you say, yeah, and you should beat Chicago. You should beat the Giants. These are games that, you know, you should go out and win. And they did beat the Giants. And so they're in a perfect spot where I think 11 wins is the most likely thing. 12 to me is more likely than 10. If you look at the Niners, they're 7-4.
Not if they lose this Cleveland game that you keep thinking they might lose.
Well, even if they lose that one, and even if you lose to Indy, then it would be the Bears or Seattle that would get you, and that would be 10 wins. I think it's more likely that you win 12.
Yeah, 12.
It's more likely that you go 5-1 than you go 3-3.
12 is basically like what? I don't know if it's the Indy game that you're thinking, but that's
one
more loss.
Right.
Boy, that's some pretty good football.
That's great football.
Yeah, and that's pretty hard to do with a defense that's performing the way this one is.
Well, the defense is not terrible.
They're just mediocre. They're not good either.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a middle-of-the-pack defense. And
not in terms of rushing the passer. They're not. They're bad.
But the thing about a defense, and I always talk about complementary football, and this is what you're going to see on Monday, I believe. The Carolina run defense is not great.
No.
The Niner run offense is getting better. Still dead last in yards per carry. But this is a classic case of protect your defense with 37 minutes of time of possession.
Yeah, no, the Niners should score the ball on Monday night. They're not a good run defense, and by the way, they are the only team in the NFL that's worse at rushing the passer than the Niners.
Yeah.
So
bottom two in sacks,
and
right?
The way the offensive line has been playing and with full health, like the 49ers, they should move the living daylights out of the football. You're going to have a dry stadium. You're going to have the home crowd, the blah, 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 your full health on offense. They just simply need to, I know you want to take care of the clock. I agree with that, but to me, it's take care of the ball. If the 49ers don't turn the ball over, they're going north of 30 and they're winning the game.
Most likely, and that's, you know, with any game, most teams, if you win the turnover battle, you're more likely to win the game. But I just think about the defense, and the best way to help your defense is by limiting how much time they actually have to go out there and tackle people, because that is the best way for a defense to stay fresh. And if you don't really get after the quarterback, you did have 3 takeaways last game, which was kind of nice.
You did.
You know, 2 picks and a fumble recovery. So maybe you bring that same energy and, you know, you get it done again in that fashion. But I think that this is a game where you should be able to run the ball.
Yeah, I agreed. And I mean, we've been conditioned through the years. I think it was actually pretty unsettling to watch them struggle so mightily to run the ball. I go into every Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey game thinking, hey, you'd probably be able to run the ball. And the offensive line is finally performing. It was great to kind of talk that out with Greg Cosell yesterday, because he sort of confirmed, you know, sometimes I think it's like, oh, they didn't get sacked or whatever. What was the game plan? How did it come out? But Greg fully agreed. He's like, yes, like what you think you're seeing, you are. This is a much healthier offensive line. They've got this left guard rotation thing that seems to be paying dividends. This offensive line is looking the way they're going to have to look. And this would seem on paper to be a matchup that they would win again on Monday night.
Yeah, and you've got your center back who is, you know, he's not the best center in the league, but he's more of a veteran than Matt Hennessy. And you know, Dominic Pooney, I think, has gotten healthier somehow over the course of the year. We're not saying his name as much as we did.
They've been good.
Trent Williams has rounded into form. Colton McKivitz gives up his one sack a game, and that's about it. And other than that, not a lot of self-inflicted wounds either.
Yeah.
No penalties on Sunday.
Yeah. Again, we want to hit this one more time, what Greg Cosell yesterday said about Brock Purdy, and the question was kind of like, you know, what do you see as far as the difference in this offense when you go from Mac Jones to Brock Purdy?
The thing about Purdy, and this is a little different than Mac Jones, so sometimes it's a positive, and every once in a while it's a negative. But he has a very aggressive mindset as a thrower, more so than Mac Jones. So he will turn it loose, which at times can result in some forced throws. You see that once in a while. But at other times it results in outstanding window throws versus zone coverage, which is an absolute strength of his game.
Okay, so that's something that I'm, you know, and I think that we saw that a lot of people, the review of Brock Purdy in game one was, oh, that looked really good. And people like the stat line, right? When you have three touchdowns and no picks. But if you did watch all the plays, and I know you came in screaming, it was almost little Nancy Kerrigan-esque. Why?
Totally.
Why? Like, there are a couple throws where you're just like, why? Why? Because they could have been picked. I would love to see the fan base, which is always so screamy yelly about the quarterback. I'd love to see this idea of, like, let's stop making the interception the end-all be-all. Like, the top QBs in the game, they push it. They push it. Josh throws some. Mahomes throws some, for sure. The top QBs in the game have the mindset that Greg Cosell's talking about there. I'm not comparing Brock to Josh and Pat. I'm just saying, from a mindset standpoint, I'll take that. That's the guy that I want. I want the guy who will push it a little bit, and that does mean a mistake or two sometimes.
Yeah, just depends on how many mistakes. And I always look at interception percentage as a great stat because not everybody throws the ball as much as others. And so far, Mac Jones is right on league average, 2.1. So 2.1% of his throws get picked off. Stafford's at 0.6.
Yep.
He's thrown two picks.
He's having a great year.
And even like Hurts and Fields, they don't throw it that much, but they're 1-2 in interception percentage. And Baker Mayfield throws it a lot.
There you
go.
Only
three picks.
Yep.
You know, so just depends on what you look at. But that's one thing I do like to look at.
We're sponsored by Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard. Frontier Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek or shop anytime at frontierford.com. Not done yet. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, I'm super annoying. It's a little outrageous.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what, I don't know what it is about me. I could sit there and talk sleep and food with anyone ever. I'll share a text message.
It's a little outrageous.
It's really not, Kyle.
I'm super annoying.
So, stepdaughter's back in town for Thanksgiving, came back from Boise State, and you and I work in the afternoon. So there was a thought of maybe a breakfast out this morning. So I wake up, and I text the lovely Christy, and I'm like, hey, should I eat, or are we going, right?
Yeah.
It's like 7:15 in the morning. She's like,
she's not up.
It's 7:15 in the morning, dude. Like,
chill.
I hadn't even thought about food yet. And my response to her was, it took me till recently to know that there were people who didn't have that be the first thought that came up when they woke up.
Right, right. Like, most days I don't have breakfast.
And for me, most days I have had some sort of multi-pan experience
by 8 o'clock,
24 minutes after I woke up. I'm gonna go upstairs. The kids are eating, getting ready to go to school, and I'm in here going, all right, we're gonna do chicken apple sausage with sliced zucchini with Italian season and a scrambled egg, and we're gonna that is my jam.
Yeah, you're getting after it.
Love
breakfast.
So I could sit here and talk about this with anyone all day long. I'm fascinated, and especially pro athletes and football players, y'all ever want to have a good time? If you ever get a chance to meet someone who is or was an offensive lineman, ask them about food.
Oh, yeah.
Ask them what they have to do to keep that weight on.
Well, ask them about food then and food now, because many of the people we talk to and people that you know and I know, they are no longer massive human beings. And
that's true.
John Feliciano, who will join us tomorrow, he's still a really big offensive lineman-sized human being.
Well, he still wants to play.
But he also doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's going to get down to 204.
Probably not.
I mean, he was my Mongo. Mongo might dip down to 260 or 250, but
Mongo keep eating.
Mongo's about 320. I mean, he's a big, big dude. And like Lo Neal, I mean, he lost a bunch of weight, but he's just a human muscle.
Yeah, he's big, big dude.
He's never going to get down to like... what is it? Hardwick?
Yeah, Nick Hardwick. He was Philip Rivers' center with the Chargers. And yeah, we worked together at a station in San Diego for a little while.
Ornberger lost a bunch.
Ornberger has lost a little bit.
Okay.
Ornberger swings back and forth. The fun thing with Ornberger was he started doing videos of his cheat meal. Dude, these people are built different. He would be like
six Big Macs.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, I'm trying to lose weight. And this was part of his philosophy. He was like, 6.5 days a week, I'm going to be militant with what I do. And then one meal, I'm going to lose my mind. And he would go to In-N-Out and get six burgers or go to a pizza place and get at least a large for himself. And I mean, gone.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, have a little leftovers. Like, gone. And you're just like, I can't even fathom eating all that. And it's like, snap finger, no problem for somebody who played offensive line in the NFL.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, even Juice, he's talking about, you know, the cheat flight on the way home, and it's chips and candy and cookies and cake and ice cream and all the rest of it. Dude. And that's just probably, he probably puts in maybe 1,200 to 1,500 calories just on the flight, and then you land, and it's like, all right, back to walnuts, back to dates.
Yep.
These guys are built different.
They're totally different.
Yep.
All right, hey, real quick, we've got to do some triples for autism here. Brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Guess what? Even the baby dubs can get a little donation sensation. Warriors made 13 three-pointers last night. Now, they shot 478.
Yeah, close.
But they made 13 of them, which was special. And that's another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Buddy Hield had four. His name is Buttered. Quentin Post had three. Pods had two. And four others had one apiece. That is 17 for 17 now on donations for Triples for Autism. We'd really love it if you would get involved. Help out however you can. If you'd like to make a donation, go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com.
Yeah, and even when you take 49 threes and don't shoot it that well, you still make enough to get it done. It is, 13 for 49.
Yeah, the way they're firing them, I don't see how they're not going to always make 10. Well, we've had a number of games this year where like almost one guy has 10.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, they are the only team in the association to shoot more threes than twos this year. And so that's a trend that I don't think will be slowing down,
right?
Especially when Steph Curry is able to play basketball again,
which
will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, yep. Yeah. He is off the injury report. Jonathan Kuminga is already confirmed out. And then the other particulars that were out last night, they are all listed as probable. So I think we're back to a full go minus Jonathan Kuminga for tomorrow night's game against Portland. It's a cup game. And for me, it is the start of a completely, I'm not going to use the word era, that's way too big, but it is, it's a start of like session two, if you will, of the NBA season for the Warriors. They made it. They made it through these travels. They made it through this rash of back-to-backs. And now what you're going to see over the next 2 months, with some exceptions here and there, but over the next 2 months, you're going to be seeing a lot more home games, a lot more West Coast games. You're going to see a schedule that's much more friendly. And therefore, I think it's fair to say what you said earlier, which is, okay, so fine. If we give you that, like, yes, these first 17 games, apparently that was hard. If we give you that.
Games are hard.
Then you got to start playing really well.
Yeah.
Starting now.
And I would look at the next section, and I like the way you broke that down. 15 games until the new year,
yep.
Until January 1, and you have only two back-to-backs, at Cleveland, at Chicago, and then you've got at Toronto, at Brooklyn. Not terrible travel spots and not ferocious opponents, and if you look at the schedule, you've got some doormat-y kind of teams in there. Phoenix is better than we thought they'd be. You have them
beatable.
In a home-and-home.
Home and
you've
home.
Got an Orlando payback game. Dallas is way worse than you thought. You do go to Brooklyn, as mentioned. Charlotte's never good. So over the next 15, how about a 10-5? How about you slap on a 10-5?
That's a fair ask.
And you get to 19-13.
Yeah, that's a fair ask.
And we'll all bring in the new year, and you'll pop out with the Thunder for the third time. And you look at, you know, on the next section of games, but 15 games between now and New Year's Day. So there you go.
Klay Thompson will be here on Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. What a situation that unfolded there.
Yeah.
I mean, I get how badly he really did want, you know, you talk about, again, Kyle Juszczyk, Jonathan Kuminga, Juwan Jennings, people whose feelings admittedly got hurt in the process. Klay Thompson is no different, and he got himself to a spot where he really, really wanted a fresh start. And my goodness, it has not gone well.
No.
He wanted, in fact, did you see the report? It was kind of tucked in last week. Apparently the late.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Lakers offered more money to Klay Thompson than the Mavericks did. And it did same thing. It needed to be tucked into a fancy trade with a lot of teams involved. But Klay Thompson really, really, really wanted to play with Luka.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did for a little bit, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And then not playing well, and then Kyrie, and then just on and on.
Anthony Davis has played 5 games. Klay comes off the bench a lot. He plays 22 minutes a night. He's not even averaging 10 points a game.
No. And Anthony's going to get traded, and they're going to blow the whole thing up, and Klay Thompson might end up in one of these sort of like Charlotte or Brooklyn situations. I'm not kidding. Because that's a very... You know what I mean? Because it's a short-term thing.
Yep.
So it's tradable. This thing just didn't go well for him.
No, they're going to turn it over to Cooper Flagg here with the quickness and try to win the lottery again. And Klay signed next year for $17.5 million. So that's, you know, it's not even that tradable of a contract because the number's so small.
Well, but it's expiring after that. And so
then it's
just movable money.
That's right.
It's like Chris Paul to the Warriors. It's all it is. Just movable money. All right, Grandy, what are you about to, what are we doing here on the radio?
Gucci. Yeah.
That's exactly what we're doing. We got Warriors Roundtable. Warriors Roundtable. Kevin Dana.
Roundtable.
And Gary St. Jean all coming right, up next.
They've hello, got fellas. A lot to talk about, and that's right around the corner here. All brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Can't wait till tomorrow.
All right, let's do it again tomorrow. Mungo, among other things, higher or lower, on the show coming up tomorrow. For Dibs, for Grady, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.